It's time to talk politics with Deputy Labour Leader Calvin Davis.
We're not joined by Calvin Davis. We are instead joined today by Labour MP and Campaign Chair Phil Twyford. Kia ora, Phil. How are you going today?
G'day. I'm okay, but like the rest of the country, I'm kind of on tenterhooks.
Yeah, it's a
waiting
bit of,
for the big decision.
It's a bit of a D-Day, isn't it, really?
You know, you think that election campaigns are all consuming and stressful and there's this kind of a crescendo of anxiety as you approach mm-hmm. the great decision. And then what happens? You've got another month of kind of waiting around, and it's almost as exciting.
How have you found the last month? Have you had some time to relax? Like Winston, have you gone fishing?
I haven't done any fishing, but I have, you know, election campaigns are pretty intense. Oh, and so afterwards, you kind of come down off that adrenaline-induced high. And so I've been able to spend more time in my electorate and catch up on a lot of stuff in my electorate, which has been great, and live a slightly more normal life. So actually, it's been nice. And like everybody else in New Zealand, I've been coming to terms with this aspect of MMP, which is that the election itself doesn't necessarily generate a result, and in fact it's this process of negotiation afterwards that is from time to time is the thing that actually produces the results in terms of a new government.
So what are your thoughts on MMP? I mean, there's been criticism in the media absolutely on the system. It's been criticism from the public. Do you think it's the best way to be forming government in this country?
I'm a fan of MMP. I think it's a highly democratic system in that it means that we get a government that's based on a majority of votes cast, party votes cast in the election, and a majority of seats in the House. And that's really important. I mean, there are some other aspects to MMP that I think are also important, but it's a fairer and more representative system than the old system that New Zealand used to have, the old Westminster.
Yes, although we have found ourselves in this situation now, which there's debate about how democratic this process is now the past few weeks with these talks behind closed doors.
Yeah, I mean, I think some of the critics who have been railing against the fact that a party that got 7% of the vote gets to ultimately make the decision overlook the fact that when the decision is made and we have a coalition that can command a majority, that is itself a very democratic outcome, and you will have a government that's based on a majority of votes cast in the election. And I think that's pretty important. You know, I'm old enough to remember the old first past the post system when we had governments that had a majority in the House, but only got, you know, 35 or 40% of the votes cast in the election. And that's far from ideal. So, yeah, I know there's been a lot of angst and teeth gnashing over the last couple of weeks. And I think, I actually think Winston Peters has copped a lot of unfair criticism. I think that the way that New Zealand First have played their part in these negotiations has been, you know, exemplary, really. I know my colleagues who have been part of the negotiation team for Labour say that actually, you know, from their perspective, the process has been faultless, really.
Has it not been a little bit too drawn out? Like, there have been a few promises made that haven't been kept from Winston Peters.
Well, perhaps. But, look, I think the main thing is that for that first 2 weeks, it made a lot of sense for things to go on hold while the specials were counted. Mm. And the specials did make a small but significant difference. You know, it shifted two votes from the centre-right ledger across to the centre-left, and that was significant. And then we've seen over the last week and a half pretty intensive negotiations amongst the parties.
Have you been taking much part in these negotiations?
No, I've been on the fringes for Labour, so occasional conversations when a policy area that I've been leading on has been up for discussion. But no, it's been pretty tight. Hmm. Our negotiating team's been doing the job for us, and you know, we gave them the mandate for the Jacinda and the team to just get in there and do the business, and that's what they've done. And so, yeah, and now we're almost at the finish line.
Yeah, so coming into this afternoon, how is, I mean, the general feeling amongst Labor, is it confident?
No, I think the view amongst our team is that we've given it everything we've got. So the process has been very professional, very comprehensive and very constructive. We've done everything we possibly can. The quality of the discussions has been good. And but really, I think the sense is that there's no way of making a call either way, which way it's going to go. And you know, the pundits have chewed up a lot of column inches.
Absolutely.
And yeah, over the last
nothing much else to do.
Speculating, that's right, on the basis of very little information. I mean, I suppose the piece that I saw today by Vernon Wright, who's the senior political writer for Fairfax. Mm-hmm. Vernon said that for his 2 cents worth, he thought Labor might be slightly ahead of the game on the basis of kind of policy compatibility between Labor and New Zealand First. And I think, if I remember him correctly, the relationships possibly a little more positive. But you know, very hard to pick, by the way. Mm.
So if Winston makes his announcement today in favour of Labor, what are the next steps for the party coming into next week?
Yeah, so we'll have a caucus meeting, I would think, pretty quickly after that, and then it'll really be all on for young and old, putting the ministry together. And in Labor, what happens is that the caucus elects the cabinet. There will be some negotiations already in place that would see the distribution of places around the cabinet table between the parties that make up the coalition. And then within Labor, we elect our members to the cabinet, and then it's the boss's job, it would be Jacinda's job, to allocate the portfolio responsibilities to each member of cabinet.
Would you yourself be looking at a ministerial position? Would you yourself be looking at a ministerial position?
Oh, I'd certainly be putting my hand up for it, and certainly hoping for it. But ultimately, in this job, you know, you do what the boss tells you to do.
Right.
There's no guarantees. I mean, I've worked for the last 5 years on housing, and really kind of put my heart and soul into that. And Labor's got a big comprehensive reform agenda around housing and cities and growth that I'm keen to implement. But ultimately, you know, you do what is best for the party and the government and the country. So,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You have to wait and see. Just finally today, Phil, I just wanted to ask you a quick question.
Sure.
Possibly most importantly about Bird of the Year. I mean, the Green Party have given us their 2 cents. Is there any sort of official word from Labor on our Bird of the Year nomination?
No, we're torn apart by intense factional infighting.
Right.
Mm. And on the Bird of the Year, haven't yet been able to come up with a consensus candidate.
Oh, okay. So, any personal preference of yours?
Well, actually, I live in Te Aratu, and the fern bird is possibly the least glamorous and sexy of all of the birds that are competing in the Bird of the Year election. Mm. But I have a strong local loyalty to the fern bird because we have such a neat fern bird colony right here in the Te Aratu wetlands.
Well, I wish them all of the luck for Monday, for Tuesday's announcement.
Good on
you. Thank you very much for speaking with us, Phil.
Yeah, all good. Thanks
have
for
a good week.
On. See you.
That was Calvin Davis from the Labour Party. The Wire.
You know, that was Phil Twyford from the Labour Party.